Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Osteoporosis. Yes, I mentioned this on Healthy Children. It's a disease of increased bone fragility, and it's often thought of as a disorder that primarily affects the elderly. However, the origins of bone health start in early childhood, and we as parents have to be very vigilant about making sure our children have optimal bone health, and we can actually help them prevent osteoporosis in their future. My guest is Dr. Neville Golden. He's the chief of adolescent medicine in Marin, and Mary Elizabeth Kendrick Professor in Pediatrics at Stanford University. Welcome to the show, Dr. Golden. So tell us a little bit about bone health in children and how important it is that we concentrate on this now to help them in later life.
Firstly, thank you for having me on the show. It really is critical that we optimize children's bone health, because it's really those first 20 years when peak bone mass is achieved. And once you've achieved peak bone mass, thereafter it's a relatively slow decline until one reaches that fracture threshold. So the most important components of that during childhood are optimizing nutritional intake of calcium and also vitamin D, as well as the right type of exercise.
Which would be for children, okay, so let's actually start with vitamin D, calcium, these things that we know that our children need anyway. Where do you want us to get, you know, how do you want our children to get these? From milk and the sun or from supplements?
Well, let's start off with calcium. Calcium, really, the major source of calcium is milk or dairy products, and each 8-ounce glass of milk contains about 300 milligrams. Now, an adolescent requires approximately 1,300 milligrams a day. So if you think about that, that's really 3 or 4 servings of milk or dairy products a day. Most teens don't do that. But it's important to know you can get your calcium from different sources besides milk. Yogurt is a good source. Also, 8 ounces is about 300 milligrams of calcium. Different cheeses, 1.5 ounces give about 300 milligrams. And also there are non-dairy foods, such as certain types of vegetables, broccoli, collard, spinach. And also we have calcium-fortified cereals and orange juices. So you don't only have to have dairy products. For example, orange juice, an 8-ounce glass of orange juice that is fortified, contains about 500 milligrams of calcium. Remember, but not all juices are fortified, so it's important for mom or dad to just look at the labels.
We absolutely have to look at the labels, and vitamin C, or vitamin D, I mean, we get checked as adults. It's part of our blood work now, you know, and we all wear sunblock all the time, Dr. Golden. So vitamin D for our children, the fortified milks and dairy products, as you said, is that the same?
Okay, so vitamin D you need in order to utilize your calcium. Without vitamin D, you can't utilize the calcium. You just pee it out. So most of the vitamin D we really get from the sunlight, because vitamin D is produced in our skin after exposure to sunlight. But as you correctly said, most of us are indoors for much of the time. Many of us wear clothing that covers our bodies. And when we are outdoors, we're wearing sunblock, which protects us against cancer, but really prevents adequate vitamin D production. So even in sunny climates like California, one can become vitamin D deficient. So it's really important to understand where you get the vitamin D from in your diet. Fatty fish such as salmon is a really good source. And what's really important to know is wild fresh salmon is a much better source of vitamin D than fresh farmed salmon. Now, granted, that's a little bit more expensive, but the difference is from 600 international units to about 250. So wild, fresh salmon has a much higher concentration. Mushrooms are a fairly good source, but most of us get our vitamin D today from either infant formula for young kids, infants. Milk has about 100 international units in a glass of milk, And then again, we have fortified foods such as orange juice, yogurts, cheeses, and cereals. We now need, most of us over the age of 1 year require at least 600 international units of vitamin D a day. And these requirements are higher than previously recognized. By the way, vitamin D is important not only for bone health, but also it has been proposed that vitamin D can help cardiovascular health, prevention against infections, and other diseases as well.
Oh, absolutely. Vitamin C is absolutely rising in prominence for, as you say, heart health and bone health and the fatty fish. And I love that you mentioned wild caught salmon, because it is well better for us than the farm-raised color-added salmon, and certainly has better source of vitamin D. But that's another show, Dr. Golden. So now exercise. You know, we want our children outside getting active, which, of course, they sit in front of the video games. They don't do as much. However, here's my little quandary to ask you. Bone health, and I'm an exercise physiologist. I know about exercise and weight-bearing exercises for bone density and bone health, but children under the age of 16 or so should not be really weight-bearing per se, unless it's body weight exercises, lunges, push-ups, sit-ups, you know, pull-ups. What are we doing to help the bone health of our children? Is running around sufficient enough?
Absolutely. There was a series of wonderful studies conducted in Canada looking at elementary school children, and there were two groups. One got the standard of care treatments, which is really attending classes, playing on the playground. And another group got an intervention where they jumped for the bell for 10 minutes three times a week. So it's just jumping up and down for the bell 10 minutes a day, three times a week. And they were monitored over a number of years, and the jumping group really increased their bone mass much more than the other group. My point is, you don't have to go to a gym. We want kids to be out there jumping around, playing, shooting hoops for older kids, skipping, dancing. Those are weight-bearing exercises, and all of those are protective. They are much better than other exercises such as swimming or cycling, which may be good for your heart, but not necessarily for your bones.
That's a good point, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because cycling, as you say, and swimming just don't give you that weight bearing nearly as much as running and jumping and dancing and playing and climbing and all of the things that we want our children to do that they don't tend to do as much. We have about 2 minutes left, Dr. Golden. I'd love you to give the parents listening your very best advice on getting their children out and playing off the couch, away from the video games, and making sure that they have adequate calcium, vitamin D, and exercise to assure optimal bone health, so that when they're older, they don't have to worry about osteoporosis.
Yeah, so I agree. You summed it up beautifully. Get your kids out. Let them play. Jumping activities are good. Make sure they get adequate calcium in their diet. Dairy products are the best source, but it doesn't have to be dairy products. If your child is lactose intolerant or hates milk, try cheeses. Try calcium-fortified foods such as orange juice, breakfast cereals, and others. And in terms of vitamin D, fatty fish are good sources. And in addition, look at the labels. Make sure that you're giving milk or orange juice or other cereals that are vitamin D-fortified. And also, it's not bad for your kids to be outdoors and get some exposure to the sun. That's actually healthy, and kids should be spending much more time outdoors than they currently do.
Really great advice. Your kids' bone health now can affect their future risk of osteoporosis and bone-related problems. Calcium, vitamin D, and exercise being three of the top things that you want to work on as a parent. And Dr. Neville Golden has given you truly excellent advice. If you missed any of it, listen again anytime, on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Share this one with your friends. I think it's very important information. Put it on your Facebook page, download it, and share it all around. This is Melanie Cole for the award-winning Radio MD show is Healthy Children. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.